Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The National Coordinator of Solidarity with Cuba and Panama called for a walk against the U.S. blockade of the island imposed for more than six decades, according to a message from the group. Participants in the initiative started from the Mi Pueblito tourist complex in the capital and climbed the Ancon Hill to the base of the national flag at its highest point. The walk takes place 62 years after the mercenary invasion of Playa Girón, orchestrated in Washington, which failed in less than 72 hours and remains as the first defeat of the United States in Latin America. The activists have also denounced in their demonstrations the inclusion of Cuba in the list of alleged countries sponsoring terrorism, which reinforces the dissuasive and intimidating impact of the blockade. The Augusto César Sandino Nicaraguan Anti-Imperialist Network of Solidarity with the Peoples saluted the Nicaragua-Cuban Friendship Day and described this friendship as indestructible. The Nicaraguan Anti-Imperialist Network issued a statement expressing its commitment to always defend solidarity and promote friendship between Nicaragua and Cuba, and condemned the blockade imposed by the United States on the island, which they described as criminal, since it intends to put an end to the Cuban Revolution through economic strangling. The National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, a coalition that comprises over 50 organizations in favor of lifting the U.S. blockade, will integrate the 16th International Brigade on May 1st. As announced by the network on Twitter, every year they work with the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples to lead the U.S. delegation in the said group. The brigades are an important part of our fight against the illegal and inhuman U.S. blockade of more than 60 years against Cuba, the network said in its statement. The Juan Gualberto Gomez Association of Cubans living in Toronto and Canadian associations filled a container with medical supplies for Cuba in an initiative framed in the channel Ear for Cuba Solidarity Campaign under the motto World Tsunami Against the Blockade. The channel published a video message on social networks after finishing the solidarity work, in which the organizations Not Just Tourists and the Cuba-Canada Friendship Association participated. We forward this container to the tsunami against the blockade that the United States exercises on the Cuban family, the statement said. The re-elected National Secretary of the French Communist Party, Fabien Roussel, demanded an end to the United States blockade against Cuba and respect for the United resolutions that call for its end. Speaking at the closing session of the 39th Congress of the organization, the forum that ratified him in office, the leader denounced that Cuba suffers the longest and hardest blockade in contemporary history. Roussel reiterated the launching of a French Communist Party campaign aimed at expressing solidarity with Cuba and its struggle against the blockade and the extraterritorial scope of U.S. policy. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.